radio adventure. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. Good evening, Tuesday night. Hello, I'm Rick Adams with you, and we'll have the hour together tonight to get your views and input on the world around us, as they say. Please join us at 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, the primary in Michigan, of course, as expected to see Mr. Romney in the first place of the Republican lot, and that's pretty much an anticipated outcome there. And of course, McCain is planning on getting his coterie of the Mossad behind him to go right through to South Carolina and carry on from there. And of course, the Nevada caucus is coming up. Mr. Kucinich loses his case with NBC Universal to appear in the debates, so-called debates tonight, which, of course, is no great loss given the nature of the debates and the questions that are asked. I don't think he did too badly, actually. And Dennis Kucinich, way out in left field on most issues. But again, that clock is right, you know, twice a day. Can't fault him for that. And he knows how corrupt the election process is. Speaking of corruption and the election process, once again, I want to get back to Ron Paul tonight and New Hampshire. Very important that we look at what has been going on with New Hampshire. And, of course, as you know, tomorrow is the day, Wednesday, for this hand count to begin in this election. Now, I happen to speak to Kurt Hyde, who we've had on the program a number of times, and he's going to be watching very closely what happens. And then he's going to come on the program later, maybe in the week, to discuss with us his thoughts. Mr. Gardner is Secretary of State in New Hampshire, and he's a very pretty well-respected guy, I'm told. Certainly some people think so, including Kurt Hyde, who's a computer analyst and has been really a follower of electioneering since the 1980s. And he's had a lot of input in trying to ward off the corruption of the ballot process in the states, vis-a-vis fighting the federal government, so-called election reform, the HAVA Act, Help America Vote, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he seems to think that, yes, the results were skewered in New Hampshire because of the balloting position and the way they positioned the various candidates down the line, after McCain, of course, and Romney and others. So in any event, he's going to have a lot to say about that process, and we're going to find out what happens tomorrow and Thursday with regard to this hand count. I don't expect that Ron Paul came in first place in New Hampshire, regardless of all of the corruption, all of the vote engineering and misreporting that may have very well taken place. I don't think he'd be number one. But I do think, no question, that he'd be much higher than we were officially told. And there's no question in my mind about that situation, ladies and gentlemen. None. None whatsoever. All right? Don't forget, our numbers are 800-313-9443. That's the number to get on the program tonight. And when we come back after the first break, I want to get into a lot of different topics tonight pertaining to issues that, of course, are not being discussed or addressed by any of the candidates for president. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join me.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
So this is man's future.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
And we're back, and yes, indeed, much to discuss. Romney scores convincing MICH, that's Michigan GOP victory, setting up a scramble of early winners in South Carolina. So he's got his first major primary victory today, and that, of course, is expected in his native Michigan. And his, as you remember, his father was governor. And, of course, it set the stage for a Republican showdown in South Carolina in just another 4 days. So that is interesting. Three GOP candidates now have won in the first four states to vote 2008 primary season. And John McCain situation will continue to go into South Carolina and the other states. Mr. Thompson is making his last stand there as well. Not to mention, of course, some of the other candidates. Tutti Frutti Rudy is, of course, waiting for his handlers to just escort him off the stage. Mr. Huckstebe, of course, made an appeal in Michigan to evangelical Christians, and I don't know who he was talking to because they're probably only about 500 in that area where he was campaigning. So he's got the wrong appeal in the wrong state. But then again, what would you expect, ladies and gentlemen? 1-800-313-9443. I do want to mention that our great fearless leader, George Bush, continues his romp through the Middle East. And just while he's there, George Bush, just a few days ago, made his God Bless Israel speech. Well, the Israeli forces today massacred 19 residents of the Zeitoun neighborhood in Gaza City just overnight. They're also going ahead with building more illegal settlements in Arab East Jerusalem. And this while Mr. Bush is literally dancing his way across the Middle East and calling Israel a beacon of democracy. This, of course, is typical of what we would expect from frauds and liars. The second son of a Hamas leader, Mohammad al-Zahar, was one of the 19 who was killed and, of course, joins his older brother, Khalid, as victims of Israeli terrorism. Dr. Saeb Erarat of the rival Fatah faction issued a statement condemning the blazing destruction of Palestinian lives and property and a continuation of the Israeli policy of undermining the peace process and the efforts being exerted to revive hope in the minds of people that peace is possible. Well, cut the malarkey. This should end it permanently. Permanently. What peace process, may I ask, when Israel is defying 70, not 60 or 50 or 65 or 68, but 70 UN Security Council resolutions, he says. Why not support the call for total boycotts, divestments, and sanctions until Israel complies with human rights and international law? Or at least set a deadline, say by the year of this year, 2008, and afterwards, say all talk is done. Actually, the Oslo Accords expired in 98 because the interim period with the Palestinian Authority was supposed to last 5 years. And here we are 10 years later still talking about talking. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you just how much we've been deceived by the Zionist media, the same media which paints Israel's enemies as extremists, as terrorists, as murderers, as terrorists responsible no less than for 9/11. When we know contrary, don't we? When we know just the opposite is true. As Jesus himself confronted the lineage of these Kenites today and identified them as of their father, the devil, no less, accusing them of murdering not only him, but of the prophets and of their fathers in Jerusalem, weaseling their way into control in the temple, in positions of power over the money. Once again, Jesus identified them. Well, today, we identify them 2,000 years later. We identify them likewise. They're doing the same thing today as they were doing then, and as they were doing thousands of years past. My friends, there is nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun. Now, as Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck, as he's known, has written in his column just today, and column is quite efficacious. It has to do with Ron Paul and Israel. As he says in his opening salvo, unfortunately, many, if not most, of today's evangelical, quote, Christians have bought into the whole neocon warmongering mentality. Somewhere along the way, evangelicals have forgotten the historic Christian understanding of a war, just war, not to mention our Savior's promise of divine blessing upon peacemakers. They've allowed George Bush and his fellow warmongers to hijack the legitimate use of defensive war and turn it into a commitment to aggressive and preemptive war. If the United States continues on its current path, incessant nation building, aggressive, preemptive war, empire building, and globalism, our country will collapse, and no doubt about that whatsoever. That's the Bush doctrine. That is the media doctrine. That is the globalist, Zionist doctrine. To destroy America. Boy, with friends like that, who needs enemies? Well, he says Ron Paul is anything but a pacifist. He's a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. He's served in the military. He's been in positions of danger overseas. He believes in the philosophy of peace through strength. He believes in a strong United States military to defend America, not the New World Order or Israel. So obviously, as the pastor says, he rejects nation building, empire building, globalism, preemptive war, and all of these things that are destroying America. These are the things the vast majority of American people also reject. The American people are sick to death of American soldiers and Marines dying in the Middle East for their oil, for Israel, for Halliburton, and surrendering our liberties because we are at war. Ron Paul's position is very simple. He says, Israel, take care of yourself, and America, take care of yourself. But these so-called evangelical Christians today, who have been weaned on the insanity and the false religion of Schofieldism, of Darbyism, they can't tolerate that. They have been enlisted in the army of Satan. To be sure, not all believers agree. Not all have fallen into that trap. Christians are divided between premillennial, postmillennial, even amillennialism. For the most part, premillennialists such as me, he said, believe that God will yet fulfill the Davidic covenant with the nation of Israel. Postmillennialists, on the other hand, believe the church, which is the body of Christ, is the complete fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham and David. Well, regardless, he says, Americans are united for supporting the sovereignty and independence of these United States. If this were really true, the vast majority of believers, Christians, would enthusiastically support Ron Paul and no one else. Only he fulfills these basic American precepts. And as he says, it is incredible to me how evangelical pastors and leaders can continue to associate with and support radical Israel apologists such as John Hagee and his ranting about Jewish people having a, quote, covenant with God and needing to come to the Father through Jesus, even that Jesus never claimed to be Jesus Christ, is nothing short of blatant apostasy and blasphemy. Well, Israel and Ron Paul. Ron Paul is no friend of Israeli welfare. He knows that Israel is taking America down the path to destruction, perpetual war, and terrorism, things that have distinguished Israel right from the beginning of its inception. Now, those are my words, not the good pastor. But he said, Ron Paul made it clear. He does not support Israel or the Arab nations. He supports independence. He supports a, once again, neutral foreign policy, one of non-interventionism. No more overseas cross-border wars, only wars to defend our soil. That is what the Founding Fathers intended, and that's what was the rule until the First and Second World Wars. God help us. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take your calls at 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with the program Uncensored Radio Free America with your Radio Avenger. Your Paul Revere of Talk Radio at 1-800-313-9443. And let me go right now to the telephone because we do have callers waiting. First off is Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, good evening.
You know, I've known Ron for about 20 years, and I really thought he was a good man until he showed such indifference to the Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel. We all ought to, you know, bow down and worship. They are our best ally. They have mobocracy and they're promoting it around the world. And they don't financially support us. It's kind of the other way around. We've supported them for years.
Now, wait a minute now, Doug. Telling me that they are our great, faithful, and best ally in the Middle East?
They, you know, other than trying to sink the Liberty and...
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, even, you know, we're talking...
Other than that.
We're talking about our column here by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and he comes right out and says Israel certainly didn't act in a friendly fashion when it attacked the Navy intelligence ship, the Liberty. That was the second deadliest attack on a U.S. vessel since the end of World War II.
And selling, you know, giving our secrets to China, and I mean, they're always trying to make a dollar off of us, whatever.
Yeah, but don't you think that they at least give second-class citizens like Christians freedom of religion in Israel? Come on.
Well, they're God's chosen people, self-proclaimed.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, they have a right to dominate the goyim, the dumb goyim. Somebody has to lead us, and they did a good job when they took over the Soviet Union. They treated the goyim very well. I think they're going to kill, 6 million or something like that.
Well, quite a few tens of millions, yes, were killed. But after that was self-defense too, you know.
Well, preemptive self-defense.
Right.
But I'm sure we can expect them to be more lenient on us because they've grown to love goyim more, I think.
They consider to be useful idiots? Is that what you mean?
The cattle, the goyim.
The Eloi, yes.
The subhuman people, you know, that were put here on Earth to serve them, like the Lord has served us. You know, we slaughter our cattle and
That sounds like a Christian ideal, doesn't it? Isn't that John Hagee supports that idea?
My favorite man. I watch him every Sunday morning, and we must support. God wants us to kill all the evil, Islamo-fascists, and, you know, we struggle for our life, and you have to realize that, Rick, if we don't kill all the dumb goyim, the Islamo-fascists, we're just up the creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to obey our Jewish supremacists. Masters and kill all of, you know, everybody that doesn't think that they're God's chosen people. And
well, no, come on now. They don't, look, now, Doug, they don't want us to kill all of them. Surely there must be someone to negotiate peace with. Someone has to be left.
Yeah, that's right. But my opinion is that Ron Paul is the only. I don't want to call him a politician. He's a statesman running for the presidency of the United States against a whole big flock, Democrat, Republican, of people, politicians, and I use the word the way it was intended, like Cicero said, they're not born, but excreted. And they're auditioning for sock puppet or AIPAC, and, the powers that be.
Yes, the powers that be, yeah.
Right. It's fine. White supremacists, homophobic, anti-Semitic, pile on whatever you want to say, but it's my opinion.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate your opinion. And $1.50 will get me a cup of coffee.
I know it's vitriolic and racist and homophobic and anti-Semitic and whatever.
It's hate speech. In short, it's hate speech.
Right.
And we cannot tolerate that in a very strong democracy like America. Thank you, Doug.
Well, Rick, I'm...
The ADL will be calling you in the morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. All right. We'll be back with Henry and Gary and others on the program. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Support Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, we're back. And by the way, RBN has a new sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy. And freeze-dried foods, by the way, typically maintained their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years, believe it or not. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home, your car, whatever it is. With Freeze Dry Guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy, but right now, long-storing foods and preparedness counts for everything. Take the necessary steps to protect your unexpected crisis. Indeed, you want to protect against these crises and take your family into that protection policy. So, all you have to do, we're asking you to do right now, if you're online, you visit www.freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. One word, www.freezedryguy.com. Or you can call, pick up the phone, 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. So visit RBN Sponsor today. And our number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, let's go back to the phone. And, hey, say hello to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello, hi.
Been a long time, Henry. Where have you been?
Yeah, I know. I've been on Lavalife for a while.
you've been visiting other satellites, other nations, maybe other worlds and galaxies, have you?
No, actually, no. I wasn't on any show at all.
You've been away, though. You've been preoccupied with something.
Yeah, I was on a chat line called Lavalife. Yeah, for a while. I had a free trial in Connecticut.
Uh-huh. Lavalife, is that what it's called?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wow. What kind of, is that like a molten lava?
Is it like a what now?
Molten lava?
Oh, no, that's just their name. It's like a chat line, where people talk and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you actually talk to people through audio, or do you just type in something?
Oh, no, it's not a computer. No, it's through the telephone.
Oh, that's interesting. So you chitty-chat, huh?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
it's like a dateline, chat line, that kind of thing. There's some interesting people to talk to.
Well, I'm glad you're back, because I was beginning to wonder about you, whether you had been abducted or not.
Oh, really? Huh.
And I don't mean by aliens.
Well, let me ask this.
Yeah.
Do you think you... has Robert Chapman been on your show recently?
Yeah, he was on last night, Henry.
Oh, okay, so he comes on Mondays now.
Well, no, it just so happened this month, this was the only night this week he could be on in the third week of the month coming up. So he couldn't do it this Wednesday. He did it last night.
All right, and he won't be back on until next month. Right, and wouldn't it be the second week, third
It'll
week?
It'll be the second or third Wednesday of the month, generally, yeah.
Second or third, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, since I haven't called for a while... Anything has gone on? I mean, we have another Ohio situation up in New Hampshire. By the way, that came out right away.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people are raising their eyebrows and scratching their heads and wondering if Ron Paul himself now has been part of the dialectic, or if he's sold out or what have you, because the way he's, basically accepted the results, and others have gone in, on his behalf and theirs to investigate the voting situation in New Hampshire. I don't think so, but, I mean, this is you have to understand the dynamics involved here. And how it looks for a presidential candidate like Ron Paul to be thought of by the media as another sour grapes candidate who is self-serving. Well, he's not going to do that. He's just going to move on and let the chips fall where they may. And that's exactly what he's doing. Although some people certainly can quarrel with his rationalizations, such as it was the huge voter turnout that skewered the results in New Hampshire more than any change of votes. I don't agree with that. But that's what Ron Paul has been quoted as saying, anyway.
Oh, so Ron Paul's not going to challenge it?
Not directly. But others are challenging the vote count. And I'd be honest with you, I don't care who challenges. I don't think it's going to amount to very much in this instance. And I think that quite clearly the fix is in, the gig is in, and whether we like it or not, the results are already tabulated.
Well, I do know this. There's a woman on who does the stuff with the voting and does research, and she was on Nori, and by the way, Nori's talking about Ron Paul also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she knows that they rigged it. They definitely did something with the paperwork and with the votes up there. But I don't know if they're going to get away with it. And you also know it wasn't just the Republican side; they did it with the Democrats too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that may be. I mean, they're not. I mean, the two people they really don't want in the debates, and they don't want to have people vote for are Ron Paul, of course, is one of them, and Dennis Kucinich is the other. They don't fit the mold. They don't just follow the troops over the cliff. They don't step up to the plate and follow orders. That's what it comes down to. I mean, they're following their conscience. Right or wrong, but at least they're sincere. I believe both of them are.
Well, I'll tell you, this stuff has got to stop. This business with them rigging the elections, it happened twice before, and it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. First it was Florida, then it was then it was Ohio, now it's New Hampshire. What's going to happen next? Going to be Connecticut, too? You know, because I already went through the trouble of changing. I wasn't enrolled in any party, and I made sure that I changed my party affiliation on time so that I could vote for him in February. I have a little problem with the wire here. So I think it's February 5th or 6th or something like that comes Connecticut. So I'm curious to see what happens. You know, I guess, but he's still got a good shot, though, because there's still a lot of other states. So,
well, the thing people can't do is they can't sit home now and just say, well, we think that the gig is up and we shouldn't even bother anymore. We still have to take a stand and do what our conscience tells us to do. And let the chips fall where they may. But at least, you know, the prophets will have spoken, warned the people of what's to come unless they change. They have to change their ways. This is right out of the scriptures.
Well, they got to be scared to death that they got to go through all the trouble to try to rig a primary. That is almost unheard of. The reason why is because, you know, you hear all this talk of, well, the American people don't bother and they're this, that, and the other. I don't know about that. I think they're scared to death because they to go through that kind of trouble for a primary where they don't count a lot of people coming out to vote anyway. They got to rig a primary. They're scared to death.
Well, I think they you know, you're right. They are, and they have a lot to be worried about. But the wrath of the American people will be upon them, and the wrath of and the Lord someday will be upon them soon enough, and I'm telling you, they're going to have a real hard time wiggling out of that one. That's for sure. Henry, okay. Thank you for
your
call.
All right, let you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Good to hear from you again. Call again.
Yeah, good. Take care.
And we will now go to Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Sir.
Yes, sir. You're
you
on the air with Rick.
Hello?
Gary.
Yeah,
is that
I'm
you,
here.
Gary? I'm trying to hear you.
I'm confused.
Okay, I'm hearing you now. Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
Why? Why are you confused, Gary?
Well, I'm trying to understand this Jewish thing, and I understand that the Jewish people didn't come into existence till about 200 or 300 years after Abram, who became Abraham. And then you got this 13th tribe that got thrown in there. Now we got these Khazars and Zionists and everything. And I'm wondering if the Jewish people in Israel really know who the hell they really are.
Hey, that's a good question.
Because I follow this thing, and I'm getting thoroughly confused. I'm hoping that I call him an old man Joe, but I'm an old man too, so that's not a snub on him. But I hope he'd call in and maybe clarify
something. Well, he's on the line,
but
right after you. He's already on the screen.
But according to what I heard earlier tonight, that the 12 tribes of Israel were not really Jews.
That's right.
And, you may have my answer. I don't know. But
I think you will if you stay tuned, but you're right in saying that. The problem is we have a case of identity theft here, and those that say they are, quote, Jews, meaning Israelites originally, are not, and are of the synagogue of Satan, identified as such by Jesus himself and the apostles, and we all only have to behold their works today in Jerusalem to see what they're doing, not just to the Palestinians and those whose land they have stolen, but also to the world, for that matter, continually thumbing their nose at the entire world, saying, we are here to stay, and we are in control of you, the Goyim. And what they've done is set themselves up as the gods of this world. And it reminds me of the phrase in the Bible that says, "Who shall make war with the beast?" You know, when it depicts the Antichrist system.
I don't have any problem with a Jewish person or a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Christian or whatever they want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all go back.
Well, they can do what they want. Nobody is stopping them, as long as they don't do anything to anyone else. That's where the problem
exactly.
comes in.
Exactly. We all going to go back to the source.
Uh-huh.
And that's God himself. And I have a hard time believing in my mind that since Christianity is relatively a new religion, that the Hindu and Buddhist and the Chinese, I don't know what they call their religion, but I have a hard time believing that that God and the good Lord have condemned them to hell because they followed that particular religion. I just have a problem with that.
Right. Well, you know, if you read the scriptures carefully, you'll understand better what the plan of God is. Gary, I'm going to move along and welcome to the microphones to answer some of your questions. Joe Church now, our resident pastor.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one because
okay,
I'm
thank
sure
you.
He can answer my question.
Thank you. All right. Joe, are you there? Hello, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Hi. Well, you're being back and forth tonight.
Oh, boy.
You're being called upon.
I'll be all right when the swelling goes down.
Oh, my. Right. Well, you've heard the questions that, see, Gary's a seeking soul here, and, of course, this question that he's raised, among others, have been raised many times.
Sure.
I'm sure you've heard it.
Oh, yes. First, I'd like to address what Henry was saying before about the political system, the leaders of the world, they're frightened.
Yes.
Well, in Revelation 17, verse 13, 14, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These are the ten horns of the ten kings of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Down to verse 17, for God had put it in their hearts, these leaders, mm-hmm. to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast. Until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So, all these leaders of the world, they are confused and they are bewildered. So they're going to give their kingdom over to the beast.
They're going to relinquish control over to him, huh?
That's what they're going to do.
Hmm. Hmm.
Supernatural entity.
I can see that coming. I can see sure. that happening, yes.
You know, in Revelation 14, verse 8... And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Mm-hmm.
That's all nations. Sound familiar today, Rick?
Yes.
All nations?
All of the nations, particularly of Caucasian Israel in Europe and the United States, which is their host that they have suckered onto. And sure enough, the Bible does tell us that the Edomite Kenites would take control over the tribes of Israel, and the Lord would let them do it in judgment for their sins, for disobeying him, right?
Right, right.
So we're
right.
seeing that today, that
yes.
fornication with them that has taken place over the millennia.
Yes, they lost their birthright
yep.
and had it stolen from them. Because they didn't pay attention.
Identity theft of the grandest...
Identity theft.
Type. Yes, indeed.
You know, let's see here. Over in Genesis, chapter 4, you see Cain and his seed have to be protected even today.
Mm-hmm.
As guaranteed by the Father. See, they have to be protected. And lo and behold, if you look today at Cain, where Cain is, the bad figs in Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
not the good figs, but the bad figs, Yeah, are they not even being protected even to this day? And many of them probably don't even know who they are.
Yeah, well, as Gary was suggesting, I'll bet many don't, and indeed, many don't know who they are. Neither do many of the true Israelites know who they are as well.
Exactly.
And it says that in the scriptures they would indeed lose that identity,
but the
Lord would regather his people in the end time.
You see, he knows exactly who they are.
Exactly is right. Yes, indeed.
He never lost track of who they were.
Oh, of course
not. It's just that they lost track of who they were.
That's right. That's right, Joe. Yep.
So, and one other quick point, Rick. I just want to, to the deeper student, the Christians out there, what both sides of the spectrum of the teachers out there don't see today.
Well, can you hang on to that thought, Joe?
Yes.
We have a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to pursue that thought and see if we can tie it all together, all right?
Sure.
We'll do that. More continuing in 3 minutes of the program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Jump aboard. We'll be right back with more Rick Adams.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding. Creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And we are back now in the final lap of the program. Rick Adams and Joe Church is back. Joe, yes, go ahead. Continue, please.
Okay, Rick. Russia and Iran are the only two holdouts now. The leaders of the world are making the rounds. They're going around to all the presidents of the U.S., make sure everybody's on board and online. And, however, is it that Russia and Iran are the only two holdouts? Are they? You know, the bad figs in Jerusalem, not the good figs, are the boss of Russia. And, of course, Russia is the boss of Iran. Mm-hmm. So, actually, the bad figs in Jerusalem control both of those nations. Interesting, is it not?
Oh, it is. And, the world is not entreated to that. They are made to think just the contrary, that Russia is the enemy of Israel, is the enemy of the West. And, in fact, really, nothing could be further from the truth in the last days. The deception runs very deep, you see.
Deception. Jesus said it. The first thing that he mentioned of the seven seals.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man deceive you in the end times. Mm-hmm. Be tremendous deception.
Oh.
You know, there's two tribulations, Rick. This is for the deeper student out there. There's two tribulations. The first tribulation is Satan's tribulation. It's a five-month period of peace and prosperity. Imagine that, a tribulation of peace and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
How many Christians know that Satan's tribulation is of peace and prosperity? Number two, the second tribulation comes just after the first tribulation. It's the tribulation of our Heavenly Father. It's going to last a very, very short, instantaneous period of time, as is mentioned by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:55. It's known as the seventh trump, which is the last trump, by the way. So the Father has the last say in the matter. Mm-hmm. Satan's going to be an imposter. His tribulation comes first of peace and prosperity, and the Father comes second and wipes that right out and takes over everything.
Yes, indeed. So, the day of the Lord.
That's it, Rick.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Joe, for that closing comment. Something to chew on, indeed, for the war-weary souls who are seeking their understanding of what's going on today, the deception. So thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And, we're just about out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I can reiterate the book Wrongly Blamed. There are a few more copies left. And three copies for $25 plus $5 for shipping and handling is a giveaway. And these are 400-page books on the Mossad, Israeli, CIA, MI6 connection to 9/11. Who carried them out? Who stood to gain? Who profited from it, and who is right now behind the so-called Al-Qaeda bombings across the globe. My friends, the deception is unbelievable. Go to PayPal and click on $30, rick458@cox.net, coxcox.net. Get your three copies delivered, media mail, and that's all you have to do through PayPal itself. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow night with more fascinating and shocking information. Stay tuned to the program Uncensored, Radio Free America, and RBN for fine programming throughout the day. We'll see you tomorrow night. Rick Adams, God bless, and good night.
Since 19...